American Freedom Network, and I just want to mention I will be in Loveland, Colorado this Saturday at the Rialto Theater, and if you're interested, why, the number there is 970-346-3742. That's 970-346-3742. So at least call and let them know you're coming. I'd like to have some idea how much material to bring. I'm going to got a couple of handouts I'm going to put out, which I think are just so vitally important. One is written by the vice chairman of the Soviet military for the Confederation of Independent States, his analysis of the coming war in the Middle East and what it is going to mean to America. It's really fascinating and insightful. I haven't read anything quite as shocking, but I believe it is really quite accurate. Coming from somebody completely, you might say, impartial, looking at this thing abstractly from the purely geopolitical point of view from a different country. Well, anyway, this morning we have with us Mr. John Vincent, at least I hope we have with us Mr. John Vincent from Americans for Immigration Control. Mr. Vincent, are you there? Well, I guess Mr. Vincent isn't here. And we'll...
I'm here.
Oh, you are there.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Good morning.
Otherwise, we were going to have a monologue. And no, but I'd far rather hear what you had to say. Mr. Vincent, we've had on as a guest before. And, of course, we're talking about the invasion of America, which is underway today.
It's not immigration anymore. It's an invasion. I mean, that's the way you have to look at it. Colonization. I mean, these are the appropriate terms.
Well, you go right ahead.
Well, we've got this awful Senate bill before us right now, which just reflects the utter contempt the established powers in this country have for the average American person. This bill basically is a scam, an exact replay of what they did in 1986. In 1986, said that we would have amnesty for illegal aliens one time, that is, pardon, which would allow them to become permanent residents and eventually become citizens. But they promised in return for that we would have effective enforcement. And they also promised that we would only have amnesty one time, because even that side acknowledged that doing it more than once would undermine our rule of law. One person making this promise was Ted Kennedy, of all people. Well, you know, fast forward to today, and we have Mr. Kennedy pushing for another amnesty, and they promise this time they will have, they'll bring us effective enforcement. You know, we've just got to legalize 12 million or perhaps more illegal aliens. In other words, reward them for breaking our laws. Of course, when you reward something, you always get more of it. That's always what happened in 1986 when we rewarded lawbreaking. We got a lot more of it over the years. But now again, they're promising effective enforcement in this bill. But if you go over the bill and see the provisions, it's absolutely laughable what they are offering as guarantees. They know that they're not going to keep those promises, but they hope that we will not know this. They think that we are really that stupid. And I'd like to go over and discuss some of these things as time goes on.
You go right ahead.
Okay. Well, in 1986, they promised to increase the size of the Border Patrol. But there's a catch here. Even though the bill authorizes this, it won't go into effect until money is appropriated for it. Now, sometime back, George Bush approved increasing the size of the Border Patrol, but when it came time for authorization, hardly any of the new agents were authorized. So this is one way they're going to try to trick us.
The thing is that when they passed the legislation, it's supposed to be enforced. They promised in 1986, we had a promise from our government that they, you know, if you people out there go along with amnesty, why, here's what we're going to do. We're going to enforce the laws. I mean, we're going to have more people on the border patrol. We're going to, you know, seal the border. We're going to go after the employers. All of these things they promised. And they absolutely refuse to carry out the law. If you and I were to violate the law, we'd be in real trouble.
Yes, and again, some of the same people, Ted Kennedy,
yeah.
He was there.
Ted Kennedy was there in 1965 when they did away with the McCarran Immigration Act, and he promises at that time that immigration would not change the demographics of this country.
That's
right.
Would
not bring a lot more Muslims in. I mean, he was lying in 1965. He was lying in 1986. He was lying in 1996. And he's lying today. Why should we believe the hero of Chappaquiddick with anything that he says?
Indeed, indeed. Why should we believe any of them? And, again, let's just go over what's in the bill, and you can see how transparent their attempt is to deceive us. They say that they're going to increase the Border Patrol from about 9,000 now to 18,000. Well, I mean, what proof do we have that that's enough? The late Charlie Norwood, congressman from Georgia, said that we need at least 25,000 Border Patrol agents plus troops to get the situation under control.
I thought we sent the National Guard down there. President Bush said he was going to send the National Guard down to guard the border. Didn't he do that?
Yeah, he sent them down. Now they're withdrawing them.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the thing is, it's just all smoke and mirrors, and we've got to understand this. Oh, another thing in the bill is they say that within 18 months they think that they will have the new 9,000 agents. Well, I was talking to a Border Patrol agent the other day, and guess what? It takes 2 years to train a Border Patrol agent and deploy him. 2 years. And they're claiming, though, in a year and a half they're going to do this. And the thing is, this assumes that they can recruit immediately all 9,000 of the new trainees, which is a false assumption. You can't get that many that quickly. It also assumes that all the ones who are now on the Border Patrol are going to stay there. There's a very high attrition rate in the Border Patrol because they're very demoralized. I mean, you saw what happened to agents Ramos and Campion when they tried to enforce the law. I mean, they're now serving hard time in prison for 10 and 11 years. I mean, I don't think it's going to make it difficult to recruit and retain new Border Patrol officers.
That's what Ramos and Campion were all about. Demoralize the Border Patrol. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think so. Also in this bill, there's nothing about beefing up internal enforcement. So, I mean, once they get across the border, they're home free.
Once they get across the border, there's a land of milk and honey, and they're home free. Thanks to George Bush and Dick Cheney and their friends. We'll be back in just a moment with
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Thank you.
American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, John Vincent from the Americans for Immigration Control. Go right ahead.
Well, the thing about this bill is that there is nothing in it about beefing up internal enforcement. Now there are only about two or three thousand ICE agents for the entire country, and they are having trouble rounding up even the illegal aliens we call absconders. An absconder is somebody who has received specific orders to get out of the country but has disobeyed them. The number of these people has gone up the last few years from about 400,000 to 600,000. I mean, the situation is out of control. But there's nothing in this bill to deal with people once they get past the border. I mean, which again just shows the total insincerity of these people who claim that they're going to deal effectively with illegal immigration.
Well, now, what is happening is to the employers who are employing illegal immigrants, are any of them being cited or punished?
Now, there's a provision in the bill that would enhance the ability of employers to call in and check and see whether their workers are legal or not. I mean, this is a good idea. But again, they claim they're going to have this up and running in a year and a half, and I've read that this really isn't feasible. The thing is, they promised the same thing years and years ago, and all they did, though, was set up a voluntary system, which is in effect now, but not a mandatory.
Well, if they didn't do it before, why should we believe anything they say today?
Indeed. I mean, the thing is, if they were sincere, they would say, we are going to set up an enforcement apparatus, and we are going to show you definite results. We're going to show you that there are fewer illegal aliens in the United States and there are fewer coming across the border. That's not what they're doing. They're just promising to increase certain aspects of enforcement, and that's all. Promises, nothing more. Promises by promise breakers. You trust those? I don't.
Well, they promised us they were going to build a 700-mile fence in 18 months, and now what is it, 7 months or so have gone by, and how much of that fence do they build?
Well, again, can you trust the promises of promise breakers? One thing, just to go down some of the items of the bill, though, I mean, they're almost laughable. For example, they say that anyone who has come here after January this year will not be able to get the amnesty. So, but to prove that you have been here before then, you only need two pieces of paper, and one can be an affidavit signed by a non-relative. Think of the possibilities there. And who's going to investigate to ferret out the fraud? Well, certainly not the USCIS, the Immigration Agency. They are overwhelmed with work right now, and they would suffer a breakdown if they had to administer a program like this. They have great difficulty, according to the GAO, dealing with fraud. But somehow they're supposed to be able to check all these affidavits out and determine whether they are bona fide or not. Also about criminals, Michael Chertoff of Homeland Security made the statement the other day that the amnesty illegals would be screened very carefully to make sure they don't have criminal backgrounds. He said that a lot would be disqualified. Well, look at the bill, read the text, and you'll find that the authorities have only 24 hours to ascertain whether or not they have criminal backgrounds. And there's no central database of bad guys to go and check immediately. I mean, talk about a joke.
Sure. Well.
Oh, and another thing, too, and this is really funny. Suppose it turns up that one of these illegal alien applicants is a member of the gang, so like MS-13. Well, he can still get amnesty if he signs a statement saying that he is no longer affiliated with his gang. Now, we know how honest gang members are, don't we? I mean, rapists and murderers and robbers, I mean, they would never lie, would they?
Well, you know, you wonder why in heaven's name they're writing legislation like this when they have no intention of stopping illegal immigration. I mean, Teddy Kennedy lied to us in 65 and in 86. And in 96, and they're lying now. I mean, do they really believe the American people are going to accept anything they say when it's so obvious that they have a different agenda. They want the invasion. They want to convert us into a multilingual, multicultural society. They want to bankrupt our social security system. They want to bankrupt our schools and our hospitals. Why should we think that they would be telling the truth about anything?
Well, we shouldn't believe them. That's the whole point. But the thing is, they think we are so stupid that they can pull this off. And it's possible they might. But one thing that encourages me is that there's been a great outpouring of outrage. Dianne Feinstein's office got 8,000 calls, almost all of them against this bill. And her staffer said that other people were very angry. Johnny Isaacson, the senator from Georgia's office, got 5,000 calls coming in, almost all against. Isaacson gave a speech not too long ago, and he told the people that he was against illegal immigration and would not stand for it, and blah, blah, blah. And yet he's turned traitor, basically.
Well, how is Feinstein's vote? I mean, is this going to influence the people in the Senate, other than make them feel bad, realizing that, you know, but because they're there for 6 years, they don't have to wait until next time, and they can always hope that, you know, that people have forgotten.
Well, I think the bill might well pass the Senate. It did last year, a bill just as bad or worse than this. But at the same time, I think this outpouring of outrage has not been in vain, because the House members are seeing this. You know, they have to stand for election every 2 years. And so I think we have at least a 50-50 chance of making an effective stand in the House. But one of our sources in the House has told us this. They can push it through if the people don't really stand up to their House members and with feeling and passion tell them not to pass the bill. This source says, if at all possible, go to a town hall meeting where your House member is, or find some other way to meet your House member in person and tell your House member that you don't want this. Tell this person with conviction that that's what you are thinking.
Yeah, well, the thing is that the members of the House really are much more sensitive to the feelings of the public. A lot of them are dedicated to the right or the left. They're just dedicated to staying in Washington with all the perks and the pensions and the profits that can be made there.
That's right, and that's our advantage, because they, you know, even these Democrats who got elected, I mean, they want to stay in office. I mean, once they taste the sweetness of the power, they want to stay there, and even if it means having to cater to the peasants from time to time.
Yeah, I love that, cater to the peasants, but
yeah,
that's
well,
the way they look upon us. You know, but they need our votes to stay there. So if we let them know, and that's the advantage and the importance, I think, of people calling in and emailing in and faxing in and just keeping constant pressure on our elected representatives, because if we don't, believe me, the other side is going to be there. The other trouble is there are very few people on the other side. The vast majority of Americans, I believe, want to maintain the sovereignty of our nation, and this is part of an organized program to destroy it. Would that be a fair statement?
I think that's true. I mean, you got to see the broader context. I mean, George Bush has signed on with the SPP, plan basically to turn U.S., Canada, and Mexico into something like the European Union. And that's why he and his fellow elitists don't want the border control. I mean, if you're going to merge these entities, it gets rather embarrassing if you have a big fence there, I mean, on the U.S.-Mexican border.
And it's such a waste of money, you know, to build a fence when you have no intention of stopping immigration.
Exactly. You've got to understand the big picture. One thing very interesting I was reading the other day was a book by Samuel Huntington, the Harvard historian, and he was talking about people he called transnationals, and he said that he estimates about 4% of the U.S. population. He said that they're basically people in elite positions who have no loyalty to this country. The loyalty they have is to their fellow elites in other countries, and they look upon patriotism and national sovereignty and things of this sort as just embarrassments, basically. I mean, they want a world where they can grab all the profits they can and move to and fro and do what they want and not have to worry about what the...
What is the title of that book? I'm acquainted with Huntington's The Clash of Civilizations. But...
It's Who Are We?
Who Are We? Is it fairly new?
It came out, I think, 2 years ago, something like that.
Oh, I'll have to get a copy of it.
It's fascinating. It really is.
You know, he is certainly a brilliant historian. For our listeners out there, he's a professor at Harvard and also a very great admirer of a man I've studied extensively, Professor Carroll Quigley. So he has an idea what's going on.
So he knows about Quigley and Quigley's writings.
Well, anyway, we'll certainly get a copy of that. But anyway, I think it's so vitally important. People understand that the issue is now. And now is the time to call your senator and get other people to call him. Now, when does this vote be coming up there in the Senate?
Well, they're going to be considering this week. We heard one report that they were going, that they perhaps are going to try to pass it by the end of this week. I tend to think that won't happen, but I mean, I don't know.
Is there a toll-free telephone line? Do you know of?
Not that I know of. You can call the Capitol Hill switchboard,
sure.
Though.
Okay, well, that's another way of just getting right on through. Do you have that number by any chance?
Let's see. Here it is. It's area code 202-224-3121. And you call that, and they answer Capitol Hill switchboard, and you ask for your senator or House member, and they will direct you to the office, and then you can register your viewpoint there.
Right. Should you talk to the press secretary? Should you just talk to anybody who answers the phone?
Well, it would be good if you could talk to the staffer who handles immigration, but if that person isn't there, just leave your message with the receptionist.
I'm sure they tally them, and that's the important thing. They want to know the tone of the people out here, you know. Now, do we have any people who are really on our side in the Senate?
There are a few, I think, Sessions of Alabama, Coburn of Oklahoma, and some others. It's very distressing that some of the people who were on our side last year have turned against us, like Kyle of Arizona. Last year when he was campaigning for his Senate seat, he said, "I'll never accept amnesty." Now this year, he's completely on board with the Bush agenda, and I mean, he and Kennedy have been working together very closely. I mean, it's been his sellout that has really allowed this thing to go forward. Also,
well, it's amazing how these people can say one thing when they're running for election and answerable to the people, another thing when they got reelected, and they got 6 years before they have to, stand for election again.
Right. You know, 4 years ago, I visited Senator Shamless's office, Shamless of Georgia, with some other people, and he told us that he would never support an amnesty. I mean, I was there. I heard it with my own ears. Now he's on board with this agenda.
Well, are these people being promised all sorts of things by the White House? Because the White House is really the major driving force behind this effort to destroy the sovereignty of our nation and encourage amnesty. Even Sir George Bush, you know, is fully behind amnesty. I mean, there's no question at all, even though he says he isn't.
Of course he is. I read an article the other day about Senator Kyle. It said that he has always wanted to be a federal judge.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, he has to play up to Ted Kennedy. So according to this article, I don't know whether it's true or not, but according to this article, that's why he's doing what he's doing now. And
so he's selling out the American people, selling out our sovereignty, so he can become a federal judge and get all the benefits of the crew with that. Is that it?
If this story is true, yes.
Right.
I mean, I think there are other things that are going on behind the scenes to account for this. I mean,
we'll be back in just a moment here with Mr. John Vincent, Americans for Immigration Control.
Destiny Lending. Can investment properties be profitable?
Yes. Today's rentals are cash flowing. Bank-owned properties are selling at 70% of value. With mortgage rates still at a 40-year low and little to no down payment needed, Now is definitely the time to buy.
So call Angela Smith at Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. Call Angela now, 970-988-3840.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, and our guest is John Vincent. Mr. Vincent, would you like to put out your website, telephone number, how people can get in touch with your organization?
Okay, our website is www.immigrationcontrol.com. The phone number is area code 540-468-2023.
Now, you got to give that, repeat them, because people never get them the first time.
Right. Okay, the web address is www.immigrationcontrol.com. And the phone number is area code 540-468-2023.
Well, what impact, if this legislation goes through, what impact will this have on, you know, jobs here in America? What impact will it have on our Social Security system?
Well, another part of this bill is the guest worker program. Supposedly, guest workers will come in and work here, I think, for 2 years, then they'll have to go back home for 1 year, then come back for another 2 years. This, again, is another one of these false promises. Who's going to enforce this? Again, the bill doesn't beef up internal enforcement. The USCIS, the Immigration Agency, is almost dysfunctional now. So who's going to make these people go back home? Also, they will have children here, and under the current interpretation of the 14th Amendment, those children will be American citizens. So, in effect, this so-called temporary program will work out to be permanent, probably. Now, what will the effect be on our economy? Well, a lot of businesses want the cheapest labor possible, and this will help them. They can make more profits. But, on the other hand, it means that the wages of American workers will go down according to the law of supply and demand. Also, it means that we will have to pay for a lot of their social services. So, in effect, we, the taxpayer, will be subsidizing the profits of the businesses that employ them. This is not exactly free enterprise, to my mind. It's corporate welfare.
Well, my concern is our Social Security system and our Medicare system, you know, is already groaning under the, you know, there's just no way it's ever going to be economically feasible. And if we suddenly have all of these people here and they're going to become eligible for Social Security after working here a relatively short period of time, I believe that many people have looked at this and said, this is going to totally bankrupt an already bankrupt system.
Some of the propaganda you hear is that we have to bring in huge numbers of immigrants to shore up the Social Security system because there won't be enough Americans to do it. But the thing is, they neglect to note that most of the people coming in are low-income people, and as a consequence, they will take more from our system than they put in. Another thing to keep in mind, too, is this. Will these people be happy about supporting a lot of aging native-born citizens? I mean, will they like the idea of being taxed to support us in our old age? I don't think they're going to like that idea very much. And you're going to end up with a system of social insecurity in so many ways.
Well, what about the impact, say, on our hospitals? What about the impact on our schools? Certainly the hospitals are required by the federal law to admit any patient, even if they can't pay, and there's no way they're going to ever be able to pay. They have to admit them and treat them, and they can't ship them, say, to another institution.
So, you know, what we have now is de facto free health care for illegal aliens.
Not for American citizens.
Exactly. The thing is, with my wife and I, we have worked hard to put away a nest egg, but always in the back of my mind is the thought that if we had a catastrophic health problem, we could lose everything. And so many people are thinking this, but here you have people who are here illegally getting free health care due to our taxes. I mean, this is just absolutely outrageous. It makes me think back one time when I was talking to this Mexican woman, and she called and she told me how much she hated Americans and how they were going to take our country, as she put it, because we're having babies and you aren't. And I said to her, well, if that's the case, one reason is because we're being forced to subsidize your birth rate. You know,
well, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. If you'd like to ask Mr. Vincent a question. But there is a massive invasion of America today. It's being fostered by people of great wealth, by the Ford Foundation, by a number of organizations for illegal immigrants that are being subsidized by our own government. I mean, La Raza gets money from our own government. That's a racist organization. The term La Raza means the race.
I know. What gets me is when I see La Raza written up, often the reporter refers to it as a civil rights organization. I mean, they're just ripping off the mantle of the black civil rights movement. The black civil rights movement said, we are citizens, and under the law we should have certain rights. These people aren't citizens, and under our law they have no rights. I mean, they have no claim whatsoever to civil rights. I mean, civil rights are based on the rule of law, and this is undermining the rule of law, which in turn undermines civil rights. I mean, they are a racialist organization seeking their benefit at the expense of other groups in America. And they're getting subsidized by our money. I mean, people would be outraged if the KKK were getting tax money. I mean, they ought to be outraged about this outfit getting money. And
well, let me ask you the $64,000 question. Why has the Ford Foundation financed La Raza since it was founded?
Well, there's an interesting book on this subject, Importing Revolution,
yes,
by a man named William Hawkins, and he argues that radicals took over the Ford Foundation a number of years ago, and they decided to fund these radical groups to bring about their desired transformation of American society. Basically, they want to balkanize American society with groups fighting each other so that people eventually will demand a powerful government to keep all the conflict under control. That's the game plan, I think.
Do you carry the book?
Yes, we have some of them, yeah.
Okay, fine. I mean, that's an excellent book. We used to carry it, and for some reason or other, we ran out of them, and the girls didn't reorder them. Maybe they didn't move very fast, but I recommend the book to you. It's Hawkins, Importing Revolution. He was a member of the staff for several congressional offices, and really has a tremendous insight into this whole movement and why the Ford Foundation is subsidizing the destruction of our own country. Well,
it's not just Ford. There are lots of other foundations that are putting in large amounts of money, not to mention corporations.
We're really under attack today, and while we're sending our boys overseas to fight for freedom, we're losing our freedom here at home, because this is designed to change, transform America, and I really feel that most of Mexican people are simply being manipulated in this. If I was Mexican, I'd want to come to America and get a better life, wouldn't you? Especially with the horrible situation that exists in Mexico, that we have perpetuated the one-party system that we have fought.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll-free, 877-288-9116.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Mr. John Vincent, for Americans for Immigration Control. And is there, a lot of talk back there in Washington, D.C., really about this? I mean, is this a primary focus of attention among our legislators today?
Well, they're getting a lot of calls, as I mentioned, and it's forcing them to take note of it. Some of them, though, still just don't get it. Senator McCain, I read the other day, said that we need to pass this because if we don't, we're going to have a lot of rioting by these people. I thought, if we let this go, we're going to have worse than rioting on our hands.
Sure. Well, John McCain is something very, very special. He He seems to be doing everything he can to undermine the very fabric of our society while pretending to be a great patriot. You would think there in the border state in Arizona, they would be very, very concerned about it. Aren't the people of Arizona concerned?
Well, absolutely, and you'd think Senator Kyle would have kept his promise last year not to go along with this, but he is. I mean, he's the other senator from Arizona.
Right. All right, well, what would you like our listeners to do this morning?
Well, they need to keep up the barrage of calls going into Washington. They can go to our website and click on Legislative Center, and if you just type in your zip code, you can get the phone number, the direct phone number of your senator's office. Please do that. Also, email them. It's good to write. However, that's a long process now because letters going to Washington, they have to check them to make sure there's not any anthrax or anything like that. I mean, that's the result of that scare that took place a few years
ago. They only send that to Democratic senators. They don't send it to Republicans.
But in any case, contact them. And also, start contacting now your House members. I mean, I think probably this bill is going to pass the Senate. We need to fight it as hard as we can, though, and inflict as much damage as we can so that when it goes to the House, it won't have a great amount of momentum. That's what we did last year, and it worked. Call your House member. Go to town hall meetings if you can. If there's any way you can meet your House member in person and talk to him or her in person, please do this. They need to hear directly from the people what the people think. We've got to have a positive attitude about this. We've got to have the attitude we can win this. I think we can. We're hearing from the House that the odds are about 50-50. Well, you know, that's better than a lot of odds, I think.
I'm sure that the administration, George Bush, will do everything he can and all the arm twisting he can and all the bribes that they can, you know, to get this legislation through.
Just as he did with the CAFTA bill. I mean, there was all kinds of chicanery going on there. But I think one very important thing is for people to educate themselves about this bill as to how awful it is and how dishonest it is. Thing is, I am encouraged that the American people aren't as stupid, apparently, as the politicians think. There was a Rasmussen poll the other day that found out that, 48% of the people oppose this bill, only 26% are for it. So that's encouraging.
Sure. And, you know, because I wonder how many people really understand the implications of the legislation and the sort of America we're going to be living in if they take down all the restrictions. Because if all these people get amnesty, will there be any reason that the rest of the people in Mexico, you know, who are not of the ruling elite, won't come up here?
Well, you know, the Pew Hispanic Center did a survey in Mexico and found out that 40% of Mexicans like the idea of moving to the U.S. I mean, that's about 40 million people. Half of those said they'd be willing to do it illegally.
Sure.
And you think about this. I mean, there are a billion or a couple of billion people in the world who are even more impoverished than Mexicans. You're sending out the invitation to them, too.
And they'd all like to come to America. But, I mean, there is no way we can afford it. And, of course, I mean, either that or we just do away with all of our social welfare benefits and everybody who comes here has got to work. But we can't. You can't take down your barriers. No nation has ever done this and been able to survive, and they're having all sorts of trouble in France and in Great Britain and all throughout Europe because they let down their immigration barriers in places like Switzerland, and it says no way. They just don't let people in there. And countries that want to maintain their integrity, that is their policy. But it seems our leaders have a different agenda, have a different goal.
That's right.
Believe in national sovereignty.
There is a fascinating document I would like for you to read. It's a backgrounder paper produced by the Center for Immigration Studies. You can get it by going to to www.cis.org, and it's the backgrounder for July 2006. It is written by a Mexican diplomat named Fredo Arias King. Arias King was sent here by Vicente Fox to negotiate immigration with U.S. House members and senators. He got to know about 50 of them fairly well, and he said that a widespread viewpoint among them is that they don't really like the American electorate as it is now, because they're always being pestered by these unruly constituents. What they want is an electorate sort of like what they have in Mexico, that is used to obeying its betters. He was there, he talked to these people, he got it firsthand. It's fascinating to read.
He's speaking of the United States senators
and House members,
day.
Yes. And the thing is, they would talk to him and they would say to him, yes, we're on the side of your government, yes, and we have to cater in rhetoric to these redneck constituents that we have, but really we're on the side of amnesty. We just want to let you know that. And I think Arias King got angry because they really were expressing contempt for his people, just saying they're a bunch of ignorant peasants who can be easily manipulated. And so he decided to reveal what they said. Again, it's fascinating reading.
And again, that's the Center for Immigration Studies, June and July of last year, right? Anyway, God bless you. We'll look forward to talking to one of our other programs later this week. Thank you so much for being with us. Bye-bye.
Go ahead, expand Make My Day Law. You can protect your valuables while you are at home. And Liberty Safe will protect your guns, coins, and paper goods while you are away. Go to Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, your Liberty Safe dealer, and get a safe to suit your needs. They also carry firearms, have an indoor shooting range, and shooting instruction so you can take advantage of the new, improved Make My Day Law. Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Liberty Safe, helping to protect your valuables. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, I'm just Dan back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with John Vincent. We have 2 4-tape sets on immigration. We have an excellent video entitled The Conquest of Vast Land, put out by Glenn Spencer. Of course, the basic theme is that they're going to take over our country. Part of a long-range plan. Now, you have to understand this is all funded by our great tax-exempt foundations, and what this is really about, it's not that they were taken over, the foundations were taken over by the radical left. They were set up by people who were part of the occult establishment, and I'm speaking of Henry Ford, I'm speaking of Andrew Carnegie, and many of the others. People have amassed great wealth and great power because, of course, they've given themselves to the dark. you think Henry Ford financed both the communists by setting up his motor plant in Gorky and then the Nazis, you know? And you have to understand these people have a different agenda. And if you get into the background of Ford, he was deeply involved in the occult. That's why the Ford Foundation is doing what it's doing. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and then you need to read the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence. It's been suppressed for many years, and we've kept it in print in Foundations, Their Power and Influence. It's a classic book that will give you insight into the fact that the foundations have been funding subversion, communism, and socialism here in the United States for many years, and the Communist Party USA is simply the controlled opposition. You want to control the other side. You need, of course, to get the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence, my book Brotherhood of Darkness, and or the DVD or the Brotherhood of Darkness special. If I could suggest my latest talk, Forbidden Secret, it will give you a tremendous insight into exactly what's going on. And then, of course, our new four-tape set, the response to Rhonda Byrne's book and DVD, The Secret, you know, the book sold 4 million copies. Why, of course, the response is the four-tape set, The Secret, Behind the Secret. So that and so much other information is available at the Radio Liberty. Remember, we're going to be at the Rinaldo Theater there in Loveland on Saturday. But if you'd like to call and get more information, we're going to try to get those doors open a couple of hours early so we can get a chance to meet the people. The number is 970-346-3742. 970-346-3742. And I'm going to be flying in there on Saturday and really looking forward to getting a chance to meet some of the of our listeners. Let us give an idea how many people are going to come so I can get an idea of how many handouts to bring. And then, of course, remember our telephone number here. It's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. There are powerful spiritual forces at work in the world today. Very little that's going on really makes any sense. Why are our leaders intent upon destroying the sovereignty of our nation? Because the age-old plan has always been to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government, a one-world religion, and destroy Christianity. Well, we'll be back tomorrow at the same time. Till then, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Buzz thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press.
or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
The father of missing 4-year-old Madeline McCann says there's a chance his daughter's kidnappers may have moved her.
We are here to ask the Spanish public for help because we feel that Madeline was moved from Portugal, possibly into Spain.
This is IRN.
Business owners, if you're paying 2% or more for...